In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity. If measures such as mass testing, contact tracing and quarantining had been implemented back in January, then tens of thousands of excess deaths could have been avoided. Johnson & Co. have compounded this catastrophe by ignoring existing public health structures in local government and primary health services to carry out testing and tracing. Instead, the government has dished out lucrative contracts to commercial companies. This includes Serco, which has a track record of public service delivery failure. The government has handed out pandemic contracts worth more than £1 billion to 177 private companies, mostly without even going through the motion of public tendering, but instead awarding them directly using emergency powers. Accountancy company Deloitte, along with fellow mega accountancy firm KPMG, has been contracted to conduct testing. Both companies are already embedded in the NHS, having designed NHS Improvement, which oversees NHS trusts. But results of the drive-through testing centers have gone missing, or have been sent to the wrong people. Deloitte denies directly running such sites, but only supporting the rollout of testing. However, following a catalogue of failures at the Chessington Testing Centre in Surrey, nearby Epsom Hospital asked the health department that the hospital itself takes over the testing. Deloitte has also been contracted to supply PPE. One manufacturer described Deloitte as useless, while another said, cuttingly, if there is a fire, you don't call the auditor, you call the fire service. Some contracted companies have previously made political donations to the Tory party, such as Randarks Laboratories, which donated £160,800 between 2011 and 2018. Randarks, which employs Conservative MP Owen Paterson as a £100,000-a-year consultant, received a contract worth £133 million. Serco, which has been awarded an initial £45.8 million contact tracing contract, sponsored an event at last year's Tory party conference. Faculty, the AI company contracted to mine confidential patient data for the government's pandemic response, is closely connected with Johnson's notorious poor-sighted chief advisor, Dominic Cummings. Also connected is Cabinet Minister Lord Anu, who has a reported £90,000 worth of shares in Faculty,